Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Is just weeks away before the final qualification series of the 2018 FIFA World Cup kicks off. And despite being grouped in the group of death alongside Cameroon, Algeria, and Zambia, the Nigeria Football Association is unable to fill the vacant position of the post of the Super Eagles manager. Regular and social media was awash yesterday with the news that former Olympic Lyon and Cameroon coach Paul Nguyen had turned down an approach by the NFA. Yet earlier in the week, the same football federation had announced that the Frenchman was the new coach of the Super Eagles. The embarrassment of the situation has continued to reverberate across the country. Now the NFA are faced with the humiliating choice of appointing a Nigerian coach after categorically stating that following the departure of Sunday Oliseh, only a foreign coach is good enough for the Super Eagles. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be discussing what we like to call the Nguyen fiasco, the shambolic appointment of a foreign coach for the Super Eagles, and how to quickly salvage the situation. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a very short break and we'll be right back. There is still plenty of controversy surrounding the Nigeria Football Association's approach to Paul Nguyen for the vacant Super Eagles job. And joining us now via telephone is sports journalist Kelechi Nkoro. Kelechi, thank you for your time.
It's always a pleasure to join you today.
So, Kelechi, what is your impression of everything that has transpired so far regarding this issue?
Well, first of all, let's take it from two angles. The first angle, which is the fact that truly, there was something offered to Paul Nguyen, and he rejected it. The second angle was somebody didn't tell one person this information that led to this embarrassment, if you would call it that way. Paul Nguyen, a few weeks back, before this announcement was made, had a meeting with the NFF president, that's for sure. Interestingly, rejected what was offered to him, which, if you check in there, had to do with him coming with some assistants, also having to work with three imposed assistants here locally in Salisu, Imama, and Aloy Ago. And also, the fact that he had to, it was a mandatory one for him to stay in Nigeria and do his, make Nigeria his base, which for him wasn't a good one. And for Paul Nguyen, he had a bad experience in his last job in Africa with the Cameroonian FA. So for that man, it was a no-no to operate that way. Now, the second angle was Paul Nguyen rejected this offer 3 weeks back with the NFF president trying to convince him. So they were still in a maybe or maybe not situation. And the technical committee goes on to nominate him as the man for the Eagles job. So which means the technical committee did not know that Paul Nguyen had rejected the offer given to him. So the technical committee, in their blindness, recommended him. Now this is where I would lash out on the media team of the NFF, who now released a press conference, gave out a press release saying that Paul Nguyen was the new technical advisor to the Super Eagles, pending on agreement. And for me and you, Tunde, come on, how do you? It's like you with this whole Manchester United and Paul Pogba. It's like Manchester United coming out to announce for Pogba a Manchester United player, pending on him agreeing terms with them, pending on him having a medical, pending on him signing a contract. So how is he a player of Manchester United? How is Paul Nguyen Nigeria's coach when he has not agreed them, he has not signed any contract, and he has not even decided to be our coach? So that is where the whole embarrassment comes in. Somebody really didn't tell the technical committee the full details, and I think they worked in blindness to get Nigeria to this position.
So what happens now? Does Salisu Yusuf, who was passed over for Le Guen, take the job if offered?
Don't forget, they announced Ohi Gwen as technical advisor and Salisu as chief coach. So, which means they still gave him a bit of a respect in there. So, it's up to the NFF now to look at reality. It's personal dream versus reality. Personal dream of the NFF is to have a foreign manager. Reality is that we have Salisu. You have to, it's just what you do is now tell Salisu, it's in your hands. Imama, you are the assistant coach. Aloyago, you are the goalkeeper coach. Three of you go out there and do the best you can do. Then another angle we need to also have to tell ourselves is the truth. I was with the Chan Eagles. Nigeria has raw talent. Have we been able to develop those talents into world-class players? I will tell you, Tunde, no. So, with the raw talent we have in the Super Eagles right now, both the young ones who are now making their way to Europe and the ones who have been there and the ones who are here locally, you tell these guys, build a team. Come out and be truthful to Nigerians. Nigeria, we are in a rebuilding process. We know we've said these words a lot of times, but please trust us. Tell these guys, build a team. In the next 4 years, let's win the African Cup.
But hold on, Kelechi, is it right to give any Super Eagles coach at this time any kind of target, bearing in mind that we have failed to qualify for three of the last four Africa Cup of Nations and that we are currently ranked 70th in the world?
The question is, what do you do? What do you do when you are down there? Because the truth is, we are down there. And the Nigerian pride in us doesn't want to accept that. But our football is down there. Is it to take baby steps that would make you mature to become the man you want to be? Or is it to take those organic large steps that, yes, we'll win the Nations Cup like we did in 2013, and then the next few months, we are back here? It's the question. It's either we take those baby steps and then get to that place where we want to be and stay there as long as we want to stay and be world champion, be African champions like the Egyptians did, and as long as we want to be there, keep put our football in a stable level, or take organic steps, win the next African Cup of Nations, make it to the next round of 16, and then few months later, we can't even qualify to make it to Chan. As low as that, that will become the next problem we face. So it's about us telling ourselves the truth. Go to the fundamental problem. Forget the surface. Attending a World Cup event with a fundamental problem would only create more problems for you.
We've been speaking to sports journalist Kelechi Nkoro. Thank you again for joining us on Sports Planet.
Thank you, Tunde. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's edition of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Don't forget to send me all your questions and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And you can access the latest sports news on www.completesportsmanager.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button to listen to this episode and previous episodes of the show from our archives. Before we go, let's tell you that on this day, 20th of July in 1871, English Football Association Secretary Charles Alcock put up a proposal to the FA Committee to introduce a knockout competition called the Challenge Cup. And that is how the FA Cup, the oldest cup competition in the world, was born. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing you all a pleasant evening. And guaranteeing you
that the planet is